Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 172 for Thursday, December 4th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market traded to both sides of unchanged today, as any reaction to a bearish StatsCan production report was countered by spillover buying interest from gains in Chicago soybeans. Canola was higher across the board at the close, posting gains of up to $2. The January contract up 80 cents at $413.10 per ton. StatsCan pegged this year's canola crop at 15.5 million tons. That was above average trade guesses and compares with the previous estimate of 14 million tons. The trade was a little surprised by that canola production number, but the total supplies are still well below the record set last year, and there's also plenty of demand underneath the market. In addition to the solid exporter and domestic crusher buying interest, a lack of farmer selling, a weaker Canadian dollar, and gains in Chicago soybeans were also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher, while wheat held near unchanged, with many months posting small losses. Soybeans were up 8 to 12 cents, the January contract up 12 at 10.10 per bushel. Good export demand was the primary driver in beans today, as the USDA reported weekly export sales of over a million tons. That was above trade guesses. However, the large U.S. crop and relatively favorable South American prospects limited the upside potential. Losses in soy oil were also bearish for the soy complex in general. Corn, it was up 4 to 7 cents, the March contract up 7 at 3.89 per bushel. Corn also benefited from some solid export demand, with private exporters booking sales of nearly 1.2 million tons. That was up from the previous week and also ahead of trade guesses. However, just as in beans, the large U.S. supply situation remained a bearish influence overhanging corn. Concerns over a slowdown in demand from the ethanol sector, given the recent weakness in crude oil, also put some pressure on corn. Wheat, it was down 3 to up 3 cents, the March contract in Chicago, down a half cent at 5.89 per bushel. While wheat was due for a bit of a correction from a chart standpoint, all of the fundamental news today was bearish, and that kept prices consolidating near unchanged. Weekly U.S. export sales were at the low end of trade guesses, as U.S. wheat remains expensive internationally. In addition, StatsCan raised its production estimate for this year's Canadian wheat crop by nearly 2 million tons, and that will create more competition in the North American market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, December 4th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.